Okay, welcome back to part two of Bimakam Alach. Rabbi Yossi said he's thinking about Hanukkah, or speaking about Thanksgiving, so I'm going to speak about Thanksgiving since he took Hanukkah. Certainly, relationship between Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, we're not going to delve into that, that's not what we're here for. But let's just ask a few questions about Hanukkah, and we'll, as we go along, we'll see a little bit how it relates to Thanksgiving. So with the questions Rabbi Yossi asked, we'll ask the same questions. There's just a few questions in Hanukkah. Obviously, the Beis Yosef's kasha, which is the most famous, but there's a few fundamental kashas from which, you know, Torah's Ein Sof come out of, just like a couple of Nechalim and then Mamish Ein Sof. Question, why did the Chashmonaim take the Malchus? Why didn't they know the Yosef Shevim Yehuda? Question of Lashana Acheres, Kavam Bahalo Haida, why did they have to wait a year? Another one of the questions which was posed. When it comes to the whole institution of Neres Hanukkah, so the Slash in the Gemara says of Kavam Bahalo Haida, so everybody knows Halal is Halal, but what's the Haida? So it seems to be there's a Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, what exactly the nature of the Haida is. Rashi says the Haida is Alanisim. They say Alanisim during Hanukkah. Especially from the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik brings this out beautifully. The Rambam is learning that the expression of Ner Chanukah, of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, is the Haidah the Gemara is talking about. Because if you look at the Gemara, it seemingly omits the whole institution of lighting Ner Chanukah. So the Rav says, explaining the Rambam holds that Halil v'Haidah, the essence of Haidah the Gemara is referring to, is Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. That means that the Hadlok itself is an expression of Haidah. So why was Haidah instituted in such a way that the Etzem Hadlaka is a reflection of the Haidah? There's also a lesson in the Ari, which we're not going to speak about Al-Pi Kabbalah, but he mentions a line, I hope that we remember just to mention it later. He says that there's an idea that normally the Malchus, when she takes her share, not getting what this means exactly, she has to receive it from, it goes like this, from the Netzach and then to the Hoid. But he explains that on Chanukah it's Kula B'Hoid. That she's able to take, this Malchus is able to take, not through the avenue of Netzach at all, it's Kula B'Hoid. That's what he says. I just want to explain to it on our level, of course, what the significance of that may be. So we know from the Sfar Makdashim that the parashas always relate to the Zman. This week's parasha, Parashas Vayishlach, has a lot to do with Chanukah. Where that is exactly is the whole maisa with the melchama between Yaakov and the Sarah Shalesev. The Sarah Shalesev hits Yaakov in the Gid HaNasha. And the Gid HaNasha is in the thighs, in the leg. And we know that the spheres, the 10 spheres, correspond to different parts of the body. And the legs correspond to the spheres of Netzach and Hod. So therefore, the Sfar Makdashim will explain that the fact that Yaakov was hit in the leg means that there was a pagam which was made in the sphere of Hod, which represents the Midah of Hod. And of course, the Midah of Hod is the Midah of Haidah, the ability to say thanks. In fact, the Sfarim explained the Gid HaNasha. Nasha is a lesson of forgetfulness. Nashani Elokim. To forget is an inyan of Nasha. Memela, the fact that Yaakov was hit in the Gid HaNasha, which is in the Makom of Hod, means that there's a Pagam in Hod. There's a whole secret about this, that Hod is Nepach to the word Dava, Kol Hayam Dava, which is in Eicha. The fact that there was a Pagam in Hod, Al Pi Derech Avoda, means that the ability to say things, or even the mice of giving thanks, is a nifgam. The Yitzhak Lev, the Rebbe from Seget, the Zayda of the previous Satmar Rebbe, Chassid Yogan Alino, he says a beautiful vort on what we say on Shabbos and Yontiv. We say Nishmas Kolchai, and then we add a few things in. The Baal Shachas will say Shekin Chayvas Kol HaYitzurim. And he says, Shekin Chayvas Kol HaYitzurim, if you take a look at the Rashi Tevos, Shekin is a shin, Chayvas is a ches, Kol HaYitzurim is a chaf and a hay. So if you could see it, it spells out the word shechecha. So the Yitav Leiv says, why is the word shechecha alluded to here? Because he says, Be'emes shekein chayvas kol hayitzurim lahoydeis. There's a chiyuv that every creation has to give thanks to Hashem Yisbarach for being created. The problem is that we forget. Our biggest obligation is that we forget. So therefore, shechecha is shekein chayvas kol hayitzurim lahoydeis lecha. And we forget that obligation. That's one way that the midah of hoyd is nifgam. That the most basic trait, which is to say thanks, we lack the ability to do so. We forget to do so because gid hanasha means there's a forgetfulness in that makam of hoyd. We forget to say thanks, which is the most basic quality of a human being. It's not only the most basic quality of a human being, but the Rambam brings out at the end of Sefer, at the end of Parshas Boy, famously, that the entire voida surrounds this inyan of giving hoydah. It's perhaps one of the most famous Rambans in all of Torah, where he writes here, he's speaking about the inyan of being moida b'hen le'lakav. She'b'chol shah she'adam moida b'hen le'lakav, that there's an inyan of being moida as much as possible to Hashem. And he writes, v'kavanas kol ha'mitzvus, she'namin b'lakenu, all the mitzvus is about emun and Hashem, and to give thanks to Him for creating us, to admit and to give thanks. This is what Yitzira is about. For those of you familiar, this is like, it's just music. It says, there's no other reason other than from the original creation, other than this. That man should know, and to thank Hashem for creating him. The kavanas romamas hakol betulas, the call which we daven with in the Beis HaKnesses, Zuchus Tfilas HaRabim, is in order to bring people together, V'yoidu Lakel Shebram V'himtziyam V'yifarsimu Zeh V'yomru L'Hashem B'yoisecha Anachnu. To thank Hashem and to say, we are your creations. The Tachlis Kol HaYitzira is to give Haida. And this ties in, by the way, to what Bessie was speaking about, the whole Einer Pirsum Yanisa. Right? You see from the Ramban, he's alluding to the fact that since the whole essence of Ner Chanukah is about Haida, it's not just, on the one hand, a midah befrat, but it's koilel, all the midahs, because the bia is about giving hoidah to Hashem. So something which is very tachlis orientated needs a pirsum. So the whole inyan of pirsum yanisa, as it relates to Chanukah, that since Chanukah is about lahoidah sulahalul, it's about giving that thanks, it centers around the whole inyan of tachlis habriya, and therefore it needs a pirsum. That's in one way that the Gid Hanasha is able to distract us from the Tachlis HaBriya. It's like Esav had one shot to hit Yaakov, and if you give him an opportunity to hit him in what way, he's going to hit him in the place where it hurts the most. So he hit him in a place in that Haidah because he was able to see that this is not just a Midah B'Pratiyas. The ability to give Haidah to Hashem Yisbarach, it's about the Kavanas HaBriya. Another reason why giving Haidah is very difficult for us is not just that we forget to do so, but it's also, it doesn't taste good. It's hard for us to say thanks to people because we feel like we have to lower ourselves, we have to concede, we have to admit. And when giving thanks, we're putting somebody else before us, and that's hard for us to do. There's a certain bitterness that having to give Haida makes us feel. And that also comes from the pagam that Esav made in that place called that Haid. That it's not sweet to give Haida. It also reflects upon the fact that the nace and the hadlaka has to do with shemen, which comes from azayas, because azayas is mar, it's bitter. Something which is very bitter about giving haidah. There's a remez to this in the pasuk. It says, Vayiga b'kaf yirechai. Vayiga is a gematria chanukah. B'kaf yirechai is gematria purim. We'll speak about purim maybe a little bit, but purim is also nifgam. The Mishnah says that when you hit one leg, the other leg is also hit. So Mimela, it's something which is very bitter and very difficult when it comes to Haidah. On Shabbos, however, Shabbos is a man where we're able to give Haidah to Hashem. Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. And Shabbos brings out the ability for a Jew to give thanks to Hashem. Same thing with all Yom Tovim, but really it's rooted in Shabbos. Shabbos is in of Zachar. Shabbos in of Zachar. Shabbos means to remember. It goes against the pagam, which is the nush of the forgetfulness of giving Haidah. That's why the halakha, the ikar inyan of Zachar, is by the Ner Shabbos, connected Zachar v'Shamar, and we light the Ner Shabbos with Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas is considered to be, the Gemara says, the Shemen Zayas is mesugal lezicharon, whereas the Zayas is mesugal for shechicha. The Shemen Zayas, which is within the Zayas, is mesugal for zechira. That's why on Shabbos we say that. We say, Shekin chayvas kol hayitzorim lahaydis lecha. Because Shabbos is that day where we remind ourselves that we have to give haydat Hashem Yisbarach. Shabbos alleviates the pain which there is in giving haydat Hashem. Of course, this relates to Thanksgiving. You can see right away to give thanks. What that means to give thanks. It's not a coincidence that Thanksgiving always falls out on a Thursday, which is, if you know the order of the spheres, it's connected to the sphere of Hod. And also eat a turkey, which is called a hodu in Lashon HaKodesh. So there's obviously a relationship to that. The real way to celebrate Thanksgiving is not by eating turkey, it's by learning Torah. So we're really celebrating, and of all the people in America, celebrating Torah today. Thanksgiving today. So therefore our inyan, you know, what Hanukkah comes to do is to be masakin in of Hod. There's a concept the Gemara speaks about. We're all familiar with this if you've learned in the yeshivas, literally yeshivas, or if we've done the Daf Yomi or some, we learned Torah. One of the Shavuos Torah says, Moed b'miksas. Moed b'miksas. The Gemara says, if a person is a toyin and he comes and he makes a claim against somebody, so chazakin adam toyin, a person doesn't just stop and make a taina if he doesn't feel, doesn't have the azas panim to make a taina on somebody if he doesn't have something to claim. So the person who's listening, who is the nitan, so he can either deny it or he can accept it and he can admit to it. So why is he there for Moedah B'miksas? Because Ein Adam Meiz Panav Bifnei Baal Chayvei, it's hard for him to say no completely. So what does he do? He can't completely deny it, but he doesn't have the money to pay it back. So he makes a Moedah B'miksas. He's Moedah B'miksas, and that's Chayv Shua D'Raisa. So what's the Indian of being Moedah B'miksas? The Indian of Moedah B'miksas revolves around this Indian of the Pagam and the Midah of Hod. That's called Moedah B'miksas. So we can't give a full Haidah Atasha. We can't. It's hard to give haidah, and that's called Moedah B'miksas. But because the whole tachlis of the Briya is that Bnei Yisrael, especially in every single person, every single nivra, should give haidah to Hashem, so Hashem Yisbarach says, I have to force it out of you. I have to force it out of you. So the reason why Moedah B'miksas is chayav shvua is because the shvua will use the element of fear to scare a person, to force a person into being Moedah, which he doesn't want to be Moedah in, because he knows that being over on a shvu is something which is very, very chomer. The whole world shook when Hashem Yisrael said, "Let's see Hashem Shav." It's a very, very powerful mitzvah. So, but maybe though we use that force, we force a person into being Moedah Hashem because it's not just a nice thing to do. It centers around the Tachlis Abiyah, and the Tachlis Abiyah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has ways that He forces that the Tachlis Abiyah should be Niskai, like we find by Matan Torah. Matan Torah is a moment in history which is very important, but it's not just a great moment in the history of our people. It has to do with the Tachlis Abiyah. By Yoim Hashishi. Yoim Hashishi means that it had to be that way. So there's the element of Nasa V'Nishma. But there's also an element of Kof Alim Har Kegigis, which is alluding to Tosfos now, that he's Kof Alim Har Kegigis, that Hashem forces Bnei Yisrael to accept Torah, because this is something which is just higher than accepting Torah or not. This has to do with my celebration. It has to do with the Tachas Abriya. It's higher than you. It has to do with my master plan. So Hashem says, either you accept Torah, or the world goes back to Torah V'Vo. Very simple. This is something which is much higher than you. So Mamela, being that the whole inyan of Hoyd is not just a Midah Befrat, but it's about Kavanah Sabriya, there's an idea here that if a person, if he lives a life, like we're saying now, B'derech Jerush, as a Moed B'miksas, that he knows that he wants to be Moedah, Tasha Mizbarach, but the things in his life. But it's hard to do so, so he's Moed B'miksas. Hashem says, I have to force it out of you. I have to force it out of you. And the truth is, the things that were Moedah, Tasha Mizbarach in life, we have to ask ourselves, is that really the Ikar or the Tafa? So let's begin with this sugya with Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman in Tinyana, in Torah Beis, it's titled Yemei Chanukah, and he begins by saying, "Our Yusayt, Yemei Chanukah are days of Haidah, as the Gemara says, they were kovu l'hoidah s'lahalom." And he says that Haidah is a bechina of Shashua Olam Haba. Haidah has a shaychis to the inyan of Olam Haba, and he explains, he's quoting the Medrash. The Medrash says that la'asal avo, all the korbanos will become batal, except for the korban Haidah. And all the tefillahs will become batal, except for the tefillah of Haidah, the giving Haidah to Hashem. So you see that Haidah is nitzri. There's a certain nitzrius of Haidah, Netzach and Haidah always go together. There's a nitzrius that Haidah has that it's eternal. And therefore it has a shayiches to Olam Haba. What that means for us, therefore, is that the Iker Haida is to be Moedet HaShem on Olam Haba Digazachin. Things which relate to Olam Haba. Not things which relate to Olam Hazeh. That's Tafel. The real Iker Haida is to give thanks to that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chelik in Olam Haba, because that's really the schar. That's really what this world is all about. That eternal light, that eternal dveikus with Hashem. So therefore, let's take a regular person's life. He brings home a paycheck today. Right? He has a baby. These are big events in life, yeah? Even something small in life. So what does he do? He's a good Jew. He gives thanks to Hashem. He's mekayim on some inyan in the tachas abriya. However, he's only a moed b'miksas. Why? Because although Bani Chaim Mizayin is very nice, but that's only the tafel in this world. That's only the bechin of Olam Hazeh. The real Iker Haida is an Olam Habadik things. There's something which is much greater than a paycheck. There's something which is much greater than going on vacation. Olam Habadik things is really what deserves a Haida. Torah deserves a Haida. Make many brachas in the morning giving thanks for the Torah. Right? That's the Iker Haida as on Olam Habadik things, which is why on Shabbos brings out that Haida. Mizmor Shirlim HaShabbos, Toiv L'Haida Slashem. The sweetness comes out. Because it's not just that it's hard to give Haida. Right? The real Iker Haida needs the proper placement. The Iker Haida should be on things which relate to Olam Haba and Ruchniistic things. Some Mela. We're guilty of Maida B'miksas, not only by being Maida B'miksas, but we're being Maida on things which are only Ktsas, which are only small things. For example, right? If a person is toying $100 and he's only a Maida B'miksas, what's he going to say? I only owe you 10, right? He's not going to say I owe you 80. Say only 10. That's probably the more classic case of a Maida B'miksas. Of course, 80 would be also okay. But 10 is probably the classic case. He's called a Maida. He really wants to deny the whole thing, but he can't deny the whole thing. There's that guilty conscience. There's that chazak inside him which doesn't allow him to do so. So he has to say something. So he's only Maida on the Miksas, on the Psoilis he's Maida on. But the Iker he leaves behind. From a Meila, what we see from the concept of Maida B'miksas is that Hashem will force you to make a Haida. If you deny him the Haida because it's the Tachas Abriya, and that's called your Chayav Shvua, that he'll make you give Haida. But what Hashem wants that you should recognize that don't only really give me haidas on things which are tafel and oilam hazardic things. Understand with a certain godless hamaychel of understanding that what I'm really giving you, what really separates you from the rest, is that you have a chelik in oilam haba, and the more that a person attaches himself to that, the more that the real inyan of haida is able to bring itself out. So in a certain sense, we're somewhat guilty. We're guilty. Because of the pagam in Hayd, and because we're only made of a mixas, and we have a lot to be made to. As we say on Shabbos, when we start to speak about the Hayda, and Nishvas Kol Chai allows a person to be made to Hashem, we say, if we had to talk forever and ever, we wouldn't be able to give you proper things. Right? That's the Tayv L'Haydas of Shabbos. However, there's a limit chos. There's a limit chos which is built into this whole inyan of why we don't give Haida. Because L'chayra, there's a very big kitrik against us. The Satan has a very big kitrik. Why aren't you giving Haida to Hashem? The limit chos in that is that the fact that the Iker Haida has a shaykhis to Olam Haba, and the whole inyan of Olam Haba is beyond us, and it's even beyond words. In the Pnimius, one of the reasons why we don't give Haida to that is because how can you give Haida to that? Like we said, there's no end. So how do you begin to start to say thank you for something which has no end? It's impossible. Or it's very hard to do. How do you begin that journey? So that there's implicit in the shtika, although there's a kitrig against that, there's a certain limud zchus which is that the reason why we don't give haida is because the haida is so deep and it comes from such a high place that we don't have the words to properly express it. And this is the principle which you find also in halacha, which is called shtika kehaida. Shtika kehaida, dummy. Shtika kehaida, that although one may be silent, there's a limud zchus that his silence is not a real silence. His silence is an expression of his haida. That it may be hard to express that haida, and that's why he's in a state of shtika. That's why if you take a look at the Nusach, when it comes to Haida, you find something very interesting. Haida is always something which we speak about in La'atzilavai. Like we say in benching, we say Noida Lacha Hashem Elokeinu Hashchata Lavisein. We will give thanks to you. Noida is a lashon asir. And in Moedim we say Moedim Anachnu Lach. And then we say what? Noida Lacha Nesapreti Lasecha. Right? We give you a Moedim now. We give you a Moedim now. But that's not really the real Haida. The real Haida is what? Noida Lacha Nesapreti Lasecha. Al Chayinu Hamusim Betacha. V'yani Shmei Seina Bekut Lasecha. V'yani Sechash Bechoy Aminu. V'ani Flei Secha V'dev Zecha. We have a lot to talk about Lasa Lovin. And then on that we say Ve'alanisim Ve'alapurkan, which Chanukah goes right there because that's what we're speaking about. Chanukah is going to relate to this inyan. And then Ve'alkulam Isparach Isarma Isnase, just forever and ever and ever. The Moedim which we give you now is nice, but it's only a mixas. But the real Haida is much, much more. That's the Chelik of the Noida. But we will do La'asalah. So for the inyan of Chanukah is this idea that it's a pagam in the inyan of Haid. In Chanukah, which the Ari, of course, connects to the whole Indian of Hoyd, means that Chanukah has a way of being misaking the Pagam in Hoyd, that the Hoyd shouldn't be hard, and it shouldn't be bitter. It should be very sweet. We should know how to do it properly. This is an expression which comes out of the Hoyd of Ner Chanukah, which allows a person to be moid in a way, and on things which he has no way to be moid on. That's why the whole Indian of Chanukah, the whole Indian of Chanukah relates to the mitzvah of Shemayna, the 8 days of Chanukah. Because Moed B'Mikzas is Chayiv Shvua, it's a Lashon of Sheva. Because that place of Sheva is the place of Moed B'Mikzas. But the Olam Hashmini, which is the Olam of Shemen, comes from that place which is already lost, the Lavai, which is beyond the seven Gvulim of this world, which comes from that Olam of Shemini, which allows it that a person should be able to give a Haida even on things which he doesn't have the words for. So that's why the Neres Chanukah are very sweet. There's an inyan to look at the light. It's not just a regular light, like Rabbi Yossi was speaking about. There's a very sweet light. This is the light of La'asa Lavai, that it's an Or Ki Toiv. That's why I'm going to all talk about this is the light from Ma'isa Bereishis, because like we said, that it's here to fulfill and to make sure that the Tachas of Ma'isa Bereishis comes to its completion. That's called the Or Ki Toiv. And that Hoid which will give La'asa Lavai is called what? Hoidu La'ashem Ki Toiv. We don't say Hoidu La'ashem Ki Toiv during the week. We say that only on Shabbos and Yontif. Because Shabbos and Yontif is the time of the week, of the year, of the month, that we're able to properly express Haida in a way that it's mamish toiv, that it's toiv l'haydis l'Hashem. Because during the week it's very bitter. We don't have the words for it. But Shabbos is able to bring out the ability that there should be a sweetness, that the Haidu l'Hashem ki toiv should be an expression of the Or ki toiv, that it should be sweet and it should be b'shlemus. That's what we say in the Nosach of Haneiros Halalu. We say, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshem, Vein Lana Rishos Lehishtamish Brahem, Ela lir oisam bilvad kedei lahaydais. That looking at the neiros is supposed to bring out that haida. It's a re'iya kedei lahaydais. It's looking at the neir to bring out that haida because it's the light which is masaking that pagam in the haid. So you're sitting by the neiros and you may not be able to express it, but by looking at the neiros and by being connected to the neir, it brings out that hergish, that ability, that recognition of what haida really is in its shayish. Speak about Shtika Kaida for a moment. Shtika Kaida, of course, is a merging of two conflicting concepts. There's a concept of Shtika, which means to remain silent, and Haida means to say something, to express something. This merging of Shtika Kaida has its roots in the Torah with tzaddikim who represent these ideas. Of course, the concept of Haida is represented by Yehuda. Yehuda. The idea of Shtika, however, is represented by Binyamin. Binyamin of the Shvatim is the one who represents Shtika. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and other places tells us that the stone on the breastplate of the Chayshin of the Kohen Gadol, which is Keneged Binyamin, is the Yashpeh. So the Medrash says, Binyamin Yeshpeh, that he has a peh, that he knew about Mechiras Yosef, ve'enu magid v'shayisek, but he stays quiet. Binyamin knows how to stay quiet. Even though he has something to say, he stays quiet. What's interesting is if you take a look at Binyamin in the Torah, he's not like Gad or Dan, who really we don't find any mention of him in the Torah. Binyamin, he pops up, right? The whole Indian of coming down to Mitzrayim revolves around Binyamin. L'chari, he should say something, right? He doesn't say a word. You don't find any words in the Torah from Binyamin. Yehuda speaks a lot, Yosef speaks a lot, Reuven speaks a little bit, right? Binyamin doesn't say a word. Because Binyamin is yesh peh. He has a peh, but he knows how to stay silent. So on the one hand you have Yehuda, and you have Binyamin. Yehuda representing Hoida, and Binyamin representing Shtika. What do we know about Yehuda Binyamin? What does Yehuda say about Binyamin? Anoichi e'ervenu. Anoichi e'ervenu means, I will mix myself. It doesn't just mean I will take responsibility. It means that there's an arvus, means that there's a mixture. There's a taroivus. There's a mixture which is taking place between Yehuda and Binyamin. That mixture between Yehuda and Binyamin is the concept of Shtika kehoida. That within the Shtika, within the Inyan of Binyamin, there's something there about Yehuda as well. This relates to Hanukkah, because the Ari says that the 12 months of the year correspond to 12 Shvatim, and the way that he lines it up is that the month of Kislev corresponds to Binyamin. So therefore, Hadlakas near Hanukkah, which is the Inyan of Hoid, which is Yehuda, in the Chodesh of Kislev, is really a representation of a mixture between Yehuda and Binyamin. You know, the Beis HaMikdash was also placed on strips which were on the Chalakim of Yehuda and Binyamin, right? Which is why the Gemara says in Brachos, V'ha-hoid zu Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has a shayches to this Indian of Yehuda and Binyamin. The whole Indian of Chanukah and Purim revolves around the Tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash. But we see already from this blending together between Yehuda and Binyamin, going back to Hanechi Arvenu, that it has a shayches to this concept of Shtika Kehoida. We find it by Purim as well. But we find Shtika Kehoida by Purim? We find it by Mordechai and by Esther. We find it by Mordechai, because Mordechai is Ishihudi, and he's also Ishimini. So the Gemara says that he's Ishihudi because he comes from Yehuda, but he's also Ishimini because he comes from Binyamin. So Mordechai is somebody who, the very fabric of Mordechai is somebody who comes from Yehuda and Binyamin. Even more than that, if you really want to go back to the origins of Mordechai Tzaddik, the Gemara tells us in Megillah that Mordechai was born from David HaMelech. How so? When Shimi came and he gave him a klal and imetzes, when he cursed David HaMelech, it says that David was shoysek. He didn't say anything. Now that's the opposite of the midah of David. David comes from Yehuda, and his whole Indian is to give shiras v'sizbrachos l'Hashem. But David was miskabra on himself, and he didn't open his mouth, and he acted like a binyamin, and he closed his mouth. And by doing so, the Gemara says Mordechai was born. The Targum Yonasan expounds upon this there in his commentary. I think it's Targum Sheni, maybe, on the Megillah, where he says that at that moment that David HaMelech could have, should have perhaps, said something to Shimi ben Gera, and he stayed quiet, he was already moiled the neshama of Mordechai. What do you see from here? That Mordechai is born out of that shtika from David HaMelech, who is in Shevet Yehuda. His neshama comes from that place. So you see that Mordechai is somebody, and the Nes was brought about, the whole end of the Nes of Purim, through Mordechai, who represents the idea, of course, also, of Shtika Kehoida. Not only that, we find it by Esther as well. Because Esther comes from Shevet Binyamin. That's why, Ein Esther Magedes, Esther doesn't say anything, right? She knows how to keep her mouth shut, like a good citizen of Shevet Binyamin. However, Esther also knows how to talk when she needs to. She knows how to be Moida La'ames, because we know, Kol Omer David B'Shem Amra, Mevi Go'ilu La'olam. And that was Esther, right? She went ahead, and she was Moida. She could have taken it for herself, but she told the king, V'Toymer Esther La'melech B'Shem Mordechai, in the name of Mordechai Tzadik. So she was Moida to him. She knew how to open up her mouth when she needed to, but she also represents the idea of Shtika, which is her hallmark from being from Shevet Binyamin. We find this as well by Kriyas Yamsuf. It's because the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Medrash has two dayas as to how the Yamsuf split. One day it says that it was split by Nachshon ben Aminadav, and the other one says it was split by Shevet Binyamin. So was it split by Yehuda or by Binyamin? So of course, Elu ve'elu devil kim chayim. But the essence of what we see here is that if it's Shevet Binyamin, it has a shayches to Shtika. If it was split by Nachshon, he comes from Shevet Yehuda. So you have Yehuda and Binyamin, the Yamsuf splits, and what happens is a Shira Layam. That Shira Alayam is also an aspect of Shtika Kehoida, because the Yam is always shaisik. The Yam doesn't say anything. You go out to the ocean, the Yam is silent. The Yam has no words. It's completely concealed and enclosed. The fact that they split the Yam and there was a Shira Sayam means that there was a Shira which emerged from the Svas Hayam, that the mouth of the Yam opened up its mouth, and in fact the Sar of the Malach, the Sar on the Yam, his name is Duma, which means silent. So out of that silence came a Shira. But that has to be generated by who? Either Yehuda or Binyamin, or in fact, both Yehuda and Binyamin. That when there's a haidel which can come out of a place of a shtika, that relates to Yehuda and Binyamin, so therefore, The Shiras Hayam, which emerged from there, and Chazal tell us that the Tzur of the Beis HaMikdash also appeared over the Yam, which again, that's Yehuda Binyamin being the placement for the Beis HaMikdash. It's from that place of Yehuda Binyamin, which is that Shtika Kaida, which this element is able to come out. The Sfarim say that the Yantav of Chanukah pertains mostly, you know, every single Yantav has a personality and also a tzaddik that it corresponds to. So Pesach is Avraham Avinu, all the Yishpizin have their Yantav. The Sfarim all say that the Yantav of Chanukah corresponds to Yosef. There's many reasons why it corresponds to Yosef. The height and the beauty, of course, of Yavan, other things, Karen Ashar. But the whole Indian of Yosef, is very interesting. We don't find many Mekoyrus in Chazal where we find the concept of Shikah Koida B'derech Agadita, mostly a halachic concept. But we find by Yosef a very interesting thing in Tana Develio. It says that Yehuda told Yosef, this dynamic between Yehuda and Yosef, when Yehuda told Yosef, Avdecha Yaakov, Avdecha Yaakov. So it says, Chazal tell us that it was so painful for Yosef to hear those words that it took off years of his life. He lost 10 years of his life. He's supposed to live 120 years, lived only 110 years. Because 10 times he heard that Yehuda said, Avdecha Yosef, the simple pshat is that he wasn't Meicha. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, the Sfarim say, is that it made its way to the Atzmas Yosef. It mamash killed him to be able to hear that he should say, Avdecha Yaakov, Avdecha Yaakov, your father Yaakov, that he's really your Eved. So since he heard it 10 times, it took away 10 years of his life. So the Lashon of the Tana Develio is, Shama Yosef Adav Hazeh V'shasak Shtika Kehaida. He was Shasek Shtika Kehaida L'fikach Kotsu Mishnei Chayav Esr Shnan. That's why he lost 10 years of his life. It's interesting that by Yosef, out of all of the tzaddikim that we have in Tanakh, we find this count of Shtika Kehaida by him. This is Yosef's Mida, the sinyan of Shtika Kehaida. What's interesting is that how do we break that Shtika Kehaida? Right? Yosef Hatzadik had a very good front. Right? He was able to fool everybody. Everybody thought he was Tafas Faneach, really he was Yosef. So comes along Yehuda, and it was Mikoyach the Anechi Arvenu that he took responsibility and he stepped up to the plate to defend Binyamin, that he was able to free Yosef from that Shtika. As if to say as follows. What's the reason why we can't give Haida? We want to give Haida, but we can't give Haida. It's bitter, like we said before, that's Pagam and Haid. Right? And we need to know how and what to be Maida on. Doing so means that the whole Inyan of Hoyd is in a Golas, and we have to be Magala the Hoyd. So we have to be Magala that Hoyd from its place of Shtika. So we need a force which can bring it out. So Yosef HaTzadik, he has that Shtika Kehaida. He's the boss of that Shtika Kehaida. He has that, there's that element of Shtika Kehaida which is taking place. Comes along David, I say David because Yehuda comes from David, that's really David's Mida. But comes along Yehuda, representing Binyamin, and he's able to bring out, it says, V'lo yachol Yosef le'sapik, he can't hold back anymore, and he's going to reveal the big secret, he's going to say, Ani Yosef, Hayda Vichai. So it's that inyan of Yehuda representing Binyamin, which is able to be mighty that Hayda from that place of the Shtika. To take it away from Yosef, it's to be Megala that inyan. That's why, of course, we said this is David HaMelech's Inyan. That's why it says, Shtika Kehaida Dami. Dami is Rosh HaTev, is David HaMelech Yisrael. Because David is able to bring out the Haida, which is embedded in the Shtika, to be Megala that Haida. Megala that Haida. Because the truth is that this Inyan of Shtika Kehaida, which on the one hand we said before is a Limbud Tzchus for us, why we don't give Haida because it's in a place of Shtika. But the role in our job is to bring out that Haida from its place of Shtika. So there's also another Inyan as it pertains to Shtika Kehaida, which we'd like to speak about. I just want to point out something which I forgot to mention, which I would just like to mention now. One of the answers to the question we spoke about before, I just don't want to forget. We spoke about why is it that the Kehanim, that the Nes happens through the Kehanim. Why dafka the Kehanim? And why did they think to take the Inyan of the Malchus? So the Teretz is as follows. The Inyan is that the Kehanim represent the Midah of Shtika. The Levim, their Avoid is Bekol, and the Avoid of the Kehanim is B'Shtika. So Kehanim have a Shaykhis to the Shaman, And the Levim have a shaychus to the Yayin. Yayin makes a kol, Chazal say, where Shemin is always very quiet. That's where the halakha is b'shemin. However, the Kohanim, which normally their avoida is always b'shtika, however, they instituted, and when they saw that the Nes of Chanukah was Megala Haida, that means b'koilus. Haida is b'kol. So they saw, if the Nes was happening through the Emsoy of Kahuna, but it was an or which was an eskala, which is an or of Haida, that means that in that place of Shtika, which is normally the Kohanim, there's being Megala in Haid, which is Yehuda's Chalik. So they saw in the Shoyresh that really this light of Yehuda, which is the Malchus, of which it says, Lo Yosef Shevim Yehuda, they said, we're not being over on the Isra of taking it, it's being given to us. It's been given to us. We see that the Hoyd is here. That's a representation of the Malchus. It's not that they took the Malchus. They saw that the Malchus was by them. Of course, they didn't understand it properly. They were wiped away. But you see that there's an Inyan that in that place where you find normally Shtika, when it comes to Chanukah, there's a Hoyd which reveals itself there. So Chazal say in the Medrash in Parshas Vayigash, that the whole machlekes, the showdown between Yosef and Yehuda, is a revelation of what will take place l'asa lavai. That Hashem Yisbarach, he's quiet in this world, he remains silent. And just like Yosef said, Ani Yosef oida vichai, and there was a big teichacha to the brothers, so too Hashem Yisbarach will say, Ani Hashem, and there'll be a big teichacha to the whole world. In the same way that Yosef was in a state of shtika kahaida, he was in a state of shtika kahaida with his brothers, and he didn't say anything. He was a man of shtika. So too, one of the kitrugim which the Ummah Yisraelim have against Bnei Yisrael is that they point fingers and they say, you must be wrong and we must be right. Why? Because if there's an Ebishter and he runs this world, why doesn't he say anything? No? If Hashem would just say something, then it would be checkmate. Everything would be over. Why does Hashem stay silent? And they have a very good halachic reason too. You know, it's famous that the Ummah Sallam say, listen, if the Hatayra says you have to go bus or the rove, so then we're the rove of the world, why don't you go for it? Of course, we know the answer, that there's only a place of a rove in a Makam Safik, it's a Vaday. Hashem is a Vaday, it's not a Safik, right? But another kitchuk which they say is, Hashem is not saying anything. If he really felt that you were right and we were wrong, then he should say something. Looks like he's accepting the fact that we have it right and you have it wrong. So what's the answer to that? Isn't it a Shtika Kaida? So in the Koila now, we were learning sugyas of Shtika Kehaida in the second Simon in Eben HaEzer. It has to do with the sugyas of Yichus. That many times we allow Shtika to determine Yichus. The Gemara says, Yichusa debavol Shtikusa. Right? That a person's sign that he has really good Yichus is if he knows how to be quiet when he's supposed to. It's a certain Yichus of a Jew that he's able to be quiet when he instead of getting into Machlekes, he knows how to keep his mouth shut. One of the sugyas there is that if a person is accused of being a mamzer or a chalal, so if he speaks up or whether he stays silent may determine whether or not he's a chalal or a mamzer. And there's many shitas in Rishonim which the Ramah quotes as to when and how we apply this principle. One of the things the Gemara says there in Ksuvas on Yudal and Mbebez, in the name of Rabbi Meir, is that Rabbi Meir is mechalal between a mamzer and a chalal. And if you accuse somebody of being a chalal and he stays quiet, so then he may be a chalal. If you accuse him of being a mamzer and he doesn't say anything, so then he's not a mamzer. Why? Because the Gemara says, the kareli mamzer v'shasik, if you call him a mamzer and he's quiet, it doesn't mean anything. But the shasik sabra mamzer kala isla. The reason why he's staying quiet is because he knows that if somebody is truly a mamzer, everybody knows it. It's not a secret. The status of a mamzer in our community is something which has a call. And when there's a call, and somebody is shasik, so the shtika is not representation of a haida. Because there's a call which goes against it. So b'makom call, we don't say shtika kehaida. This is really the answer to the question we said before. If Hashem Yisbarach is silent, and you're going to use shtika kehaida against him, against us, why is Hashem being quiet? Is that not shtika kehaida? The Teretz is that if Hashem Yisbarach was quiet from Maisa Bereishis, then there would maybe be a shtika kehaida. That would be an admission that what's taking place, he's masking to it. Because Yisbarach has spoken many times before. Did he not give us the Torah on Har Sinai and he said, you're my chosen people, you're the Am Skula? Has he not spoken up by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by the Nes of Chanukah, or by Purim many times throughout our history that Hashem Yisbarach is telling us repeatedly that you're my chosen people? And even if I lapse into a very deep silence, Hashem already tells us in his Torah, Anochi Haster Aseh Panamikem, in the Torah, not just in the Navi. He told us he's going to be silent for a very long time. And he's been silent for 2,000 years. But Hashem Yisbarach already told us that I'm going to be silent. And he made a call already. There's already a call that B'nai Yisrael is the chosen people, that we have it right. So therefore you can't say Shtika Ka'idah, that Hashem Yisbarach's silence is a silence that he's being Maida. It's a different type of a Shtika. It's a Shtika, like we said before, the Yechusa Devavo Shtikusa, that Hashem is silent, which shows on his Midas. That he has the Gvura to stay silent, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that when they were dancing in the Heichal, and they were being matame and killing and shechting and doing all types of averus in the Makam HaMikdash, Hashem Yisbarach was quiet. And the Gemara says, Micha Meicha Be'ilmim Hashem. Who is like you that you can say silent? Hein Hein Gvuraisav. This is Hashem's Gvura that he knows how to stay silent. It's not a Shtika Ke'oida. It's a Shtika of Gvura that Hashem Yisbarach stays quiet. It's different Mida. The sphere of Hoid and the sphere of Gvura. That Hashem knows how to be Shaisek in a way of Gvura. If that's the case, then there's no Ayodah. That's not a Shtika Ke'oida anymore. That's a Shtika Shal Gvura. That's why by the Ner Chanukah, where we give that Haidah, we don't just give the Haidah. We sing a Moos Tzur before. What is Moos Tzur? We don't just talk about the Nes of Yavan and the Nes of Chanukah. We talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Bavel and Paras and Madai. And we talk about the future. It's in the context that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Koyli Kolos. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu has spoken already. And what it does is that it's Mechazik us that in the state of silence that the Hashem Yisbarach is in, that He's already spoken to us before. That although He remains silent, as we're staring at these Neiris in the face, what the Neiris is teaching us and telling us is not to despair in the face of that silence. That what the Hoyt is teaching us is that there is a real, there's a Haidah which will emerge from that Shtika. And if you see that Hashem Yisbarach is silent, just hold on to the fact that he's silenced because this is his Gvura. This is Gvura, he has something which is very great, and we don't understand the secrets of creation and when that Or of Ma'aseh Bereishis will be in the Skala, although we're working towards that mamish by the end of the Neiris Chanukah. But it gives us chizik to know that this principle of Shtika Ke'aidah also has its place in Pnimius, that it doesn't have to be that way, that there's a Shtika Shal Gvura which the Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Oisik in until the time is right. With this we can understand also another element about the Menorah near Chanukah. The B'nai Saskar tells us that, according to the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that all the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash correspond to Inyanim and Ma'aseh Bereishis. So the Maimer, that we know that there are 10 Ma'amaros of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the first Maimer, which is Bereishis, is also a Maimer. The Gemara says that if you count up all the Ma'amarim in Ma'aseh Bereishis, all the Vayomers is only 9. Where's the 10th one? The 10th one is Bereishis. Bereishis Na'ami Ma'amar. But although Bereishis is not a Ma'amar, Hashem didn't say Vayomer by Ma'aseh Bereishis. However, it's considered to be a Ma'amar Sosim. It's a hidden Ma'amar. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Klei HaMikdash correspond to these Ma'amarim, and the Kegli, which corresponds to Ma'amar Bereishis, is the Menorah. It's the Menorah, so he has a whole Vort that has to do with Keser. And the reason why has to do with Keser is because sometimes something is so high and it's so lofty that you don't speak about it because you neglect to. It's because it becomes from such a high place that there's no words. That there's no words to talk about it. And Menorah represents that place called Bereishis Na'ami Ma'amar, that it's not Shaykh Devayomer, it was before the words were created. The Maggid says, Bereishis Bar Elokim Es, that with that Bereishis created words. Es is the Aleph base, Aleph the Tav. And after that, there's speech. But before that, that Bereishis is before speech, it's higher than words. And the relationship with the Menorah as it pertains to Chanukah is that Chanukah is this light, that it's Megala, this Limud Tzchus, that although there may be a Shtika, it's not because we're Shaitzik because we have nothing to say. It's because we needed to be Neskala in order to say something about it. But that's not going to be Neskala till later. What Chanukah represents, that it's a Chinuch of the Bayis Shlishi, it brings on an Or which is Shayach to the La'asa Lavo, it means to bring out something which is unspoken, which is unspeakable, something which is higher than able to be put into words. And that's what Nir Chanukah represents. Back to our questions a little bit, which we spoke about. We said that when it comes to the halakha of Ner Chanukah, so we said that the Gemara says the rekoveya is lahoidus alahalo. Rashi says lahoidus is to say al anisim. The Rambam says it's to light the Ner Chanukah. So isn't the simple way to mean that if you're giving haidah, it should be to say al anisim? That's an expression of haidah. Why are you mechadesh that the haidah comes from a way of lighting the Ner Chanukah? But the pshat is that the place that this Haidah comes from a place which is a much higher place than the conventional Haid. It comes from that Oilam Hashmini, that it wants to be Mashlim, not just that it should be a Moedah B'Mikzas, that it should be Mashlim, the whole concept of Haidah, that it should be a Haidah B'Shleimus, but there's no words for that. So the only way that you could do so is that you can bring down the light of Haid into this world. You can make a Maisa, which is a maisa, which is a shtika. You don't say anything. There's a shtika in that maisa. That maisa is a daimim. But from that place of silence, he's able to reflect a very, very great haidah. If you take a look at the kavanas, and the Ari talks about it, it's something very interesting. I'll just say the words, just to put it on paper, is that the Ari has a whole kavana that when you're lighting the Ner Chanukah, you have to mechav in the Shem Ma, and then there's a Shem called Dam, which comes out of the Shem Ma. So if you just take that together, if you make a one word out of that, it can spell the word Dmama, which means silence. As if to say that the whole Shira and the whole Or which comes out of the Ner Chanukah comes from that place of silence. We spoke about why Lishana Acheres Kavam. Why didn't they institute Ner Chanukah right away? But the Teretz is that there needed to be one year of silence. Because after the Nes was Neskala, it came from such a place that you don't need to be Misakin right away. I mean, that once that Or was Neskala, they were in a state of Naira, it was a state of Shtika. There was a Shtika Ke'aidah which was Neskala right away by the time of the Nes. That shtika in that year, which is in itself a shtika kaida, but that in itself is a shtika, it was only by the following year where they koveya an etzem haida. But it reflects upon the fact that the haida of Chanukah is one which emerges from a place of shtika. So 1 year of shtika, and then after that follows by a maisa haida. And that last question, which we spoke about, why it is that when we say by Chanukah, the sphere of haid, it's what's called, it's kulu b'hoid, it's not al-yidei netzach. What that means for us, b'derech avayda, is that moide b'miksas hatayna, that it's chayiv v'shvua, means that if you're only going to be moide b'miksas, which is give a little bit of hayda, Hashem will force you to give the rest of the hayda. And that's called the mid of netzach. Netzach means to dominate you. So throughout the year, if you give a moide b'miksas, if you give that hayd which is nifgam, then you need netzach to come along and to make sure that you finish it up. Hashem will force it out of you. With the whole tachas of yisurin is to bring you to that hayda. However, on Chanukah, there's no place for that. Because Chanukah is the fulfillment, it's the rectification, the tikkun, the midah v'haidah. It means that it's kula v'haidah, means because you're moideh v'chulay. If you're moideh v'chulay, then there's no need for Yisurin. There's no need for you. Which means to say that the whole purpose of the Yisurin is that a person should be moideh Hashem, not just in things which go good for him in this world, but to thank Hashem for Torah and for mitzvahs, what it is to be a Jew. And on Shabbos and Yontif, and especially on Chanukah, to be grateful for Hashem Yisbarach for what it means to have nitzchis, to have ruchnis, to be a chelek elokamimah. Be mashlem that hayda. That's what David HaMelech says. Oida Hashem ki anaftabi. I give thanks to you, Hashem, for all the yisurim which I go for, which is olam haba dika hayda. That type of hayda is niskale and near Chanukah, which is mashlem that hayda. God Shabbuchu should help us that as Chanukah approaches, we should know how to give thanks properly in a pshimistika oifin, to thank Hashem for everything in our lives which we have and what it means to be a Jew, because everything at the end of the day is all tayvis gedolus in Hashem. You should see that the Hashem should magala that light, the orki tayv. It would be a skoyal tzedek from Erev Aminu, amen.
Is there an early night today?